高三英语高考练习16。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Your photos look fantastic, except a little gray.
Yes, you know the weather in Britain.
Question, what does the woman mean? Two. Your new bag looks nice.How much is it?
I got 3 on a sale, $300 each, and it's buy 2 get 1 free.
Question, how much does one bag actually cost? 3. Miss Richardson, my daughter didn't sleep well last night. Will you please give her some extra attention today?
Don't worry, Mr. Cruz. All the kids will be taken good care of here.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? 4. Hey, Jenny. It's already April. Aren't your parents coming to visit this month?
Yes, they have planned to, but then an emergency turned up.And they have postponed their visit for 2 months.
Question, when are Jenny's parents coming?
5. I'd like to read the paper after Peter finishes with it.
No problem, Jane, but I think he promised Sandy first.
Question, what will Peter probably do with his paper?6. Can I have a word with you about the experiment, Professor Johnson?
Look, Jane, I am in the middle of something. Is it urgent?
Question. What does the man imply? 7. So many children choose to go abroad to study. I'm thinking about Frank as well.
Don't follow the trend blindly.Ask Frank himself first.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the man and the woman?
8. Do you have any plan for the coming holiday? How about Sri Lanka?
Again? I'm tired of Asian countries. I'd like to try something new.
Question.What can we infer from the conversation?
9. Have you heard about the building of the new shopping center?
Of course I have. With so many trees cut down, haven't they ever thought the natural price it has cost?
Question. What does the man think of the building of the shopping center?10. I really like the dining table, but the problem is the space for it. I guess it's time to get a bigger house.
Are you kidding? Replace the house just for a table?
Question. What does the man mean? 2. Directions. In 2, you will hear 2 short passages.And 1 longer conversation. And you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the longer conversation. The passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Smoke alarms are now a standard feature in Australian homes and are required by the National Building Code in any recently built properties. They are installed to detect the presence of smoke and produce a clear sound to alert you in the event of fire to give you time to escape. There are two principal types of smoke alarms. Ionization alarms are the cheapest and most readily available smoke alarms. They are also very sensitive to flaming fires, fires that burn fiercely, and will detect them before the smoke gets too thick. However, photoelectric alarms are more effective at detecting slow-burning fires. They are less likely to go off accidentally, and so are best for homes with one floor. For the best protection, you should install one of each. Most battery-powered smoke alarms can be installed by the homeowner and do not require professional installation. For the installation of hard-wired smoke alarms, powered from the electricity supply, however, you will need the service of a licensed professional. Smoke alarms are usually most effective when located on the ceiling, near or in the middle of the room or hall.
Now listen again, please.
Smoke alarms are now a standard feature in Australian homes and are required by the National Building Code in any recently built properties. They are installed to detect the presence of smoke and produce a clear sound to alert you in the event of fire to give you time to escape. There are two principal types of smoke alarms. Ionization alarms are the cheapest and most readily available smoke alarms. They are also very sensitive to flaming fires, fires that burn fiercely, and will detect them before the smoke gets too thick. However, photoelectric alarms are more effective at detecting slow-burning fires. They are less likely to go off accidentally, and so are best for homes with one floor. For the best protection, you should install one of each. Most battery-powered smoke alarms can be installed by the homeowner and do not require professional installation. For the installation of hard-wired smoke alarms, powered from the electricity supply, however, you will need the service of a licensed professional. Smoke alarms are usually most effective when located on the ceiling, near or in the middle of the room or hall.
Questions 11. What does the passage mainly tell us?
Who usually install battery-powered smoke alarms?
13. What kind of smoke alarm must be installed by professionals?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
My first night at sea seemed very long because absolutely nothing happened. It is impossible to describe a night on a life raft when nothing happens and you are scared of unseen creatures and you've got a watch with a glowing dial that you cannot stop checking even for a minute. The night of February the 28th, my first night at sea, I looked at my watch every minute. It was torture. In desperation, I swore I would stop doing it and I'd put away the watch in my pocket so as not to be so dependent on the time. I was able to resist until 8:40. I still wasn't hungry or thirsty, and I was sure I could hold out until the following day, when the planes would arrive. But I thought the watch would drive me crazy. A prisoner of anxiety, I took it off my wrist to stuff it in my pocket. But as I held it in my hand, it occurred to me that it would be better to throw it into the sea. I hesitated a moment. Then I was terrified. I thought I would feel even more alone without the watch. I put it back on my wrist and began to look at it again, minute by minute, as I had in the afternoon when I searched the horizon for airplanes until my eyes began to hurt.
Now listen again, please.
My first night at sea seemed very long because absolutely nothing happened. It is impossible to describe a night on a life raft when nothing happens and you are scared of unseen creatures and you've got a watch with a glowing dial that you cannot stop checking even for a minute. The night of February the 28th, my first night at sea, I looked at my watch every minute. It was torture. In desperation, I swore I would stop doing it and I'd put away the watch in my pocket so as not to be so dependent on the time. I was able to resist until 8:40. I still wasn't hungry or thirsty, and I was sure I could hold out until the following day, when the planes would arrive. But I thought the watch would drive me crazy. A prisoner of anxiety, I took it off my wrist to stuff it in my pocket. But as I held it in my hand, it occurred to me that it would be better to throw it into the sea. I hesitated a moment. Then I was terrified. I thought I would feel even more alone without the watch. I put it back on my wrist and began to look at it again, minute by minute, as I had in the afternoon when I searched the horizon for airplanes until my eyes began to hurt.
Questions 14. Why did the writer feel the night was so long?
Which of the following best describes the writer's feeling at that time?
What did the writer decide to do finally?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, can you tell me where to find New Kind of Science by Stephen Wolfram? I couldn't find it.
Okay, let me look it up on the computer for you. Who would you say the author was?
It's Stephen Wolfram.
Okay, let's see. It's not coming up. I'm not seeing it. This is for a course here at the university, right?
Yeah.
But let me see. Maybe it could be that whoever that entered it misspelled the title or the author's name, so I can't find it on the computer, and I can't tell if it's sold out. But if it's sold out, we would probably be getting a new shipment within about a week or so.
Well, I was hoping to get it sooner, because we already have assignments, and you know, I guess I can get it from the library.
Right, of course, but I'm trying to check. If we've ordered more, then that back orders information should be in the computer, too. Let's see, back order, Wolfram, Stephen. No, I'm not seeing it. I'm sorry, we just don't seem to carry it. This is odd, though. What's your professor's name? I could try searching for his or her classes in the database. That might help.
It's Professor Kane.
Oh, it's for a computer science course, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that must be it. Computer science books are sold across the street in the computer book store.
Thanks a lot. I will try there then.
Now listen again, please.
Hi, can you tell me where to find New Kind of Science by Stephen Wolfram? I couldn't find it.
Okay, let me look it up on the computer for you. Who would you say the author was?
It's Stephen Wolfram.
Okay, let's see. It's not coming up. I'm not seeing it. This is for a course here at the university, right?
Yeah.
But, let me see. Maybe it could be that whoever that entered it misspelled the title or the author's name, so I can't find it on the computer, and I can't tell if it's sold out. But if it's sold out, we would probably be getting a new shipment within about a week or so.
Well, I was hoping to get it sooner, because we already have assignments, and you know, I guess I can get it from the library.
Right, of course, but I'm trying to check. If we've ordered more, then that back orders information should be in the computer, too. Let's see, back order, Wolfram, Stephen? No, I'm not seeing it. I'm sorry, we just don't seem to carry it.
Uh-huh.
This is odd, though. What's your professor's name? I could try searching for his or her classes in the database. That might help.
It's Professor Kane.
Oh, it's for a computer science course, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that must be it. Computer science books are sold across the street in the computer book store.
Thanks a lot. I will try there then.
Questions 17. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Question 18. Why couldn't the woman find the book for the man?
Question 19. Why does the man need to get the book sooner?
Question 20. What does the woman do to help the man?